From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Cuba denounces the run's late in an effort to force CARICOM countries to distance themselves from Havana. Antigua moving towards tighter control of its offshore banking sector. And Indo-Caribbeans marking India's 50th anniversary of independence. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Cuban government has reacted sharply to a recent initiative by conservative lawmakers in the United States to punish countries which support Cuban integration into regional trade organizations. The Ross-Layton bill was introduced in the U.S. House of Representatives at the end of last month, although it still has a long way to go before becoming law. Tom Gibb reports on Cuban objections to that initiative.
If passed, the bill is likely to put a spanner in the works of Cuba's efforts to integrate into the region. The island is anxious to increase regional trade as a way of bypassing the U.S. economic embargo. CARICOM is at present considering some kind of free trade arrangement with the communist-ruled island. The Cuban-American congresswoman, who's sponsoring the bill, Ileana Ross-Lehtinen, has sent a letter to the CARICOM ambassadors, threatening that such a move would have a negative impact both politically and economically on Caribbean countries. The Cubans have reacted sharply. The foreign ministry spokeswoman, Marianela Ferriol, described